Tiffany had once been, if only for a short time, the nearest a human can be to a queen of the fairies. Admittedly, she'd been called a Kelder rather than queen, and the Nac Mac Feagle should only be called fairies to their face if you were looking for a fight. On the other hand, they were always looking for a fight, and if one was all by himself, he'd kick his own nose just to keep in practice. Technically, they had lived in fairyland, but had been thrown out, probably for being drunk. And now they watched her to help and protect her, because if you'd ever been their Kelder, they never forgot you. Her last visit to the ancient burial mound high on the chalk down where the Pictses lived had been to attend the wedding of Rob Anybody, the big man of the clan, to Jeannie of the Long Lake. She was the new Kelder, and was going to spend most of the rest of her life having babies like a queen bee. To be honest, Tiffany had felt a bit out of place at the celebration, being 10 times as tall as the next tallest person there, but Rob Anybody had made a long speech, calling her our fine big wee young hag, before falling face first into the pudding. It had all been very hot and loud, but she joined in the cheer when Jeannie carried Rob over a tiny broomstick laid on the floor. Traditionally, both bride and groom should jump over it, but no self-respecting Feagle would be sober on his wedding day. Tiffany was going to be sorry to leave them behind, but not terribly sorry. She was 11 now, and had a feeling that after a certain age you shouldn't slide down holes in the ground to talk to little men.